run with patience the race that is set before us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Give God a hand.
We thank you for tuning in to the Telling of His Goodness broadcast. We pray you were inspired, blessed, and encouraged from hearing the Word of God today. If you would like a copy of my book, Telling of His Goodness, you may phone me at 318-305-6965. You may like me on Facebook, connect with me on Google+ or Twitter. May God bless you until we meet again at the same time next week.
He's a wonder in my
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
A wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all.
Anybody grateful this morning? I said, anybody grateful this morning? Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. Oh, yes, I am. The issues of my heart, I don't know about you, but the are flowing from my heart. From my heart are the issues My heart, it's gratefulness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I don't know about you, but God's been mighty good to me. Woke me up this morning, started me on my way. I'm so grateful, 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 grateful. He picked me up, turned me around, he placed my feet on higher ground. I just can't help but be grateful, Lord. You think about it this morning. If it hadn't been for the Lord who was on your side, tell me where would you be? So many loved ones started off this year, and one by one, they've gone on home. And it's a good thing when you've got a home to go to. But I'm just so grateful the Lord has given me another chance to give him praise on this side, to help show somebody else the way, to help tell somebody the Lord is able to do anything but fail. And I thank God today that he is able to do whatever you have need of him to do. And if you know he's done some of those things, somebody ought to say, I'm grateful this morning. Somebody ought to say, I'm thankful this morning. Oh, yeah. Him some praise in the house. I was asked earlier this week to sing with our cherubim choir. Those are our babies. When we first made this song, many of them have graduated on to the young youth choir now, and they're not our little babies no more. They're our teenage babies. They can always be our babies when they grow up in this church and in this ministry and so forth. But I'm just so honored because our cherubim choir is one of the best children's choir on this side of glory. Sister Keishla, we're going to do this song because we do know it's already all right. And maybe somebody's sitting out there wondering about their problems and their troubles and their issues. But we want to encourage you today. The cherubim choir and I want to tell you it's already all right. So help us touch a neighbor or two and say, neighbor, whatever you're going through, it's already all right. Come on, tell them it's already all right. Now give God some praise if you really believe that. Look at old Job, he was sick for so long. Matter of fact, the flesh fell from his bones. His wife came and said, curse God and die. Your Lord has already left your side. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Even through my troubles, heartaches, and pains, I'm gonna praise him every day and every night. Cause everything is already all right, already.
Already, already, already.
It's already all right. Listen, in your life you're gonna have some ups and downs. Mother and father may not always be around. That's when you go to God in secret prayer. I know the Lord, He will always be there. Just ask Him to show you the way, and then you'll see you have a brighter day. You got to praise Him every day and every night, 'cause everything is already all right. Already. Yes, it is. It's already all right. Yes, it is. Yeah. Look at old Job. He was sick for so long. Matter of fact, the flesh fell from his bones. His wife came and said, curse God and die. Your Lord has already left your side. Though He slay me, yet will I trust Him. Even through my troubles, heartaches, and pains, I'm gonna praise Him every day and every night, 'cause everything is already alright. Already. Yes, it is. It's already alright. Yeah. Already alright. Yes, it is. Put your trust in Jesus. Yes, it is. Put your hand in the Master's hand. I know He will, and He can. Come on, trust Jesus. Trust Jesus. Trust Jesus. He will make it all right. Yes, He will. Yes, He will. All right, all right. Yes, and amen. God bless you. God bless you. Stand on your feet. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we thank You afresh now for this time of sharing Your word. We pray that You would meet us in the text, tailor the truth that we're teaching, that every hearer's heart might hear what You have to say. Give us insight, illumination, understanding, so that we might practice these principles for profit, giving You all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said, amen. Amen. Turn your Bibles to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 19. Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 19. This is Moses sharing with us a more exacting with the children of Israel historically about choices that they will make, how that it shall affect them greatly. And after understanding that, though this word is to the Israelites historically, it is to the believers pragmatically. And therefore, we must be conscious of the choices we make and how God Himself will deal with them. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19 says, I called heaven and earth to record this day against you, that thou mayest know I have set before thee life and death, blessings and curses. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Verse 15 says, see, I have this day set before thee, life and good, death and evil. My brothers and sisters, one of the things that Moses was sharing with Israel was that God was giving them a review, a look in the past at what they had done, what they had been, and what they had chosen. That their past had made for them some terrible situations. And yet, in spite of that, God, being as gracious, as kind, and as wonderful, loving the children of Israel with the love that only he could love them with, gives them an opportunity to get their past straight, to straighten up what had been done wrong in the past, where they had made bad decisions in the past, where they had served other gods in the past, where their lifestyle of old could be turned around and given a brand new opportunity to walk in the newness of life and love with God afresh. This would come by the choices they would make. And I think, my brothers and sisters, when we realize each and every day how many choices we make from the moment we get up in the morning till the time we go to bed at night, we make choices after choices after choices after choices, and make no doubt about it, those choices have consequences. It may not be immediate consequences. We may not always see the end effect when we make the choice, but no, once we have made the choice, we cannot control the consequences. Moses gives us a word, and this word is so important because it is the content. And content produces character. Character produces choices. Choices produces consequences. But listen at this. You can't have proper consequences unless you make proper choices. And you can't have proper choices unless you have proper character. And you can't have proper character unless you have the proper content. And the proper content is the word of God. Moses is telling the people of God, sharing with the people of God, what thus saith the Lord. Now look at this 19th verse. This little devotional message I want to share with you this morning, and then I'm going back to my seat. But look at what the word says. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. There are five things about this verse I want to share with you. First thing is that God has multiple witnesses. Multiple witnesses. Witnesses in heaven and witnesses on earth. Why are they so important? Because the word of the Lord says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, that every word be established. God want to make sure that you have no excuse when you make your choices and have to deal with the consequences that you forget you made the choice. And when you can't handle the consequences, you can't blame them on God, because it wasn't God who made the choice, it was you. How strange it is, how unusual it is, that we make the choices we want to make, but when all hell breaks loose,
We want to act like this choice was thrusted upon us. God said, I've called some witnesses in heaven and in earth. You're going to find out that when you have to come to judgment, there are going to be some witness who will step up and say, I'm an eyewitness. He made the choice. She made the choice. And you gave them the opportunity to make their own choice. So the first thing we see is that God has multiple witnesses. He says that thou would know that I have set before thee life and death. Listen. Blessings and cursing. Now, not only does he have multiple witnesses, but God gives us multiple choices. Second point, multiple choices. Listen, life and death, blessing and cursing. It's our choice to either obey God and be blessed or disobey God and suffer the consequences. The choice is ours. We are not robots. God made us free moral agents. We could choose our own desires. Choose our own destiny. Choose our own decisions about what it is we want to do. If we decide that God's way is not our way, God gives us the choice to do like we want. But here's what he says in his word. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man. But the end thereof are the ways of death. You know how it is when we know something is wrong, we try to sit there and justify it. In our own mind, we try to sit there, rethink it. We try to retweak it. We try to fix it so that it works in our favor, so that we will have a conscience that would allow us to make our own choice and not feel bad about it. Well, they hurt me. Well, they said it to me. Well, they did it to me. But that's not the way we act toward them according to the word. When God has given us a commandment. Listen, verse 16 deals with commandments. Verse 17 deals with choices again. Verse 18 deals with consequences. And here we're back in verse 19 with more choices. Choices, choices, choices. God gives us these choices so that we won't ever be able to say God forced us into this life that we are now dealing with, but we made choices. When you look at your life right now, some of you are enjoying the best days of your life. Can I tell you, it's in part to your choices? It's in part because of your choices. Can I tell you, some of you are going through some of the worst days of your life. Can I give you a helpful, holy hint and tell you it's due in part to your choices? A lot of us jumped, made decisions without being properly informed, without taking the time to consult God, acted as if we knew everything there was to know about the situation, the issue. We didn't have to confront God. We didn't have to do no research. We didn't have to ask God's permission. We didn't have to say, Lord, if it be your will. Because right at this point, I think this is what I want, but you know best. But we didn't consult God. We made our decisions and then said, God bless it. But God don't bless mess. And so we are dealing with some of the messes of our own decisions. And God knows that we, like the worldly songwriter, have said in our hearts, if we didn't say it out of our mouths, if I could turn back the hands of time. Why would you say that unless you made some pretty bad decisions? As you messed up and made some mistakes that still haunt you today. Consequences after your choices were made, you found out that there were some difficult, far more difficult issues you had to deal with than the simple choice you made. Who did not follow God's word. So multiple choices he gives us. But listen at this. The choice is life or death. Life or death. But then with that comes blessing and cursing. Now it's interesting because he said blessing and cursing and not blessings and cursings. One of the reasons why it's not talking about a blessing or a cursing, but it's talking about the matter of blessing and the matter of cursing. You go back to chapter 28, beginning at verse 1 through 14, and it's talking about the blessings of obedience to the people of God who obey and honor God. Verse 1 through 14 lets you see these blessings. They're there, right there. When you make the choice to live and obey God, here are the blessings God promised you. But here, listen, in the same chapter are cursings. Beginning at verse 15, all the way down through verse 68, you list cursings. He lists cursings. And if you look at those cursings, they came because the people chose death. And all of these things come with death. And so when we begin to look at that, we'll understand why the choice is ours. Blessing, cursing. You get all of the blessings. He promised the people of God, the believers, if they obey him and chose life. But to those who chose death, he gave them from the 15th to the 68 verses, cursing that they would deal with because of their decision. Third point I want to make in this verse is that he gave them masterful counsel. Masterful counsel. Why? Because he says, therefore, choose life. Whether you're a scholar or a simpleton, he helps you out with the answer. Choose life. I know the devil is dangling a whole lot of stuff before your eyes. He's dangling this and that. He's tempting you with this and tempting you with that. But here God is saying, choose life. I promise you, you'll be more satisfied with the rewards of life than you would with death. Therefore, choose life. You remember the rich young ruler came to Jesus one day and said, good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said, why do you call me good? Because Jesus understood that this young man was playing him. What do you mean playing him? He says, there's none good but God. He didn't come to Jesus as a divine potentate. He came to him as a good teacher. And he tells him that he wants to know what it takes to be a good teacher. He, in other words, he really tried to show flattering words to him. You know, like, you know how people say, yeah, Bishop, you sure did that. You ain't no bishop, you're barely a brother. or die.